Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, saints. DC Man of God coming to you from the sanctuary, coming to you from the prophetic Blog Talk Radio show called The Flow. It's the 2nd of August. Tuesday night flow. We're going to have an awesome time in the Lord tonight. I'm going to put on some music. We're going to worship God. Come back, open up in prayer, bring a short word, open up the prayer lines for prayer and strengthening the body of Christ. That's why I do this, is to support the body, strengthening, praying, encouraging. Hallelujah. That's what God's called us to do, all of us. So let's just worship Him. Amen.
You deserve the glory. You deserve the glory.
We cry out for more. Oh, You are matchless in grace and mercy. There's nowhere we can hide from your love. You are steadfast, never failing. You are faithful. All creation is in awe of you. You the healer of the sick and the broken. You are comfort of the right and wrong. Our King and our Savior forever. For eternity we will sing about you. For eternity we will sing about you. You lifted me up. Where there was death, you brought life, Lord.
Thank you. take on me. I send it
Thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit, as you sent the Holy Spirit to save this world. Whew. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Father, I just open up to you right now. I say, Lord, have your way tonight. Bless your people no matter what they're going through. It doesn't matter what they're going through. You already know the end of it. You already know that you're going to fix it because you're a good God. You're good all the time. And all the time you're absolutely good toward your children. So, Lord, I ask you to bless your people, strengthen them tonight, speak a word of encouragement to them, straight to their heart, straight to their heart. Bring them closer to you than they've ever been before. Hallelujah. Let sin fall away. Let love cover a multitude of sin. Let your people be loved tonight through the airways, under my voice. Use me, O God. Use me and love your people. Destroy every yoke, every fetter, every chain of the enemy. Hallelujah. Exalt yourself tonight. Have your way, Holy Ghost. Move by your power and by your might right now. We give you the glory. We give you the honor of this already do you. We give you the liberty to do and touch whoever you would have to be touched. Touch them, Lord, from the top to the bottom, from the inside out. Break every yoke, every fetter, every chain of the enemy. I loose life and life more abundantly over them even now. Ha! In the name of Jesus, I come against every assignment of death over them, whether it's spiritual, natural. I speak life over them. Life. Let the rivers of God flood their soul right now, that you would get the glory, honor, and all the honor and all the praise. Mighty name. The mighty name of Jesus, we pray. We pray in Jesus' name, the name above all names, the name above all names. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your presence. Never leaves me. Never leaves me. Give you glory. Jesus, I don't know about y'all, but when I worship God, He refreshes me. I needed that. I needed that. I'm not doing this just for you. I'm doing it for me too, because it keeps me on point and in line with what God is doing. That's what you got to do. You got to stay connected. If you're disconnected, how are you going to be led? How is He going to open up the next door, shut doors? If you're not following God, you're going to miss things. They're going to fall to the wayside. You know, you got to stay connected. You got to stay in the flow. Stay in the flow. I just put it like that. Stay in the flow of God. What is God speaking? What is He doing in your life right now? You might be saying, He's not doing nothing in my life. I'm in a hospital, or, you know, I'm going through so much, I don't even know if He cares anymore. But He definitely cares. He ain't gave up on you, so don't give up on God. No matter what you're going through, It doesn't matter how hard it is, because God's going to always bear the weight of it. He's going to make ways out of no ways for you. He said he would open up a door. He would make a way of escape. So no matter how the enemy has you backed into a corner right now, don't you give up. Don't you quit. Keep fighting. Keep kicking. Keep screaming. Keep praising God. Keep worshiping God. And watch what will happen. So, Jesus. Hallelujah. So tonight, I got up early this morning. I'm up early every morning. But today, I had to get out of the house and go open, do some stuff, work early. So I might be a little tired in my body, but my soul is wanting to magnify the Lord. Can you magnify the Lord with me tonight? Can we just worship God and love him and give him the glory that's due him? It's due him. Amen? Okay, so I'm going to be in John, the chapter of love, John, chapter 7, verse 37. I'm going to start at 37, just see where it goes. It might just be 37, 38, I don't know. Yeah, it's going to be short tonight. Hallelujah. This is what it says. Promise of the Holy Spirit. On the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scriptures have said, out of his belly, out of his heart, will flow rivers of living water." But this he spoke concerning the Spirit, whom those believed in him would receive, for the Holy Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. He hadn't died yet. So that's why he hadn't come yet. When he rose, he said, "Go and wait in Jerusalem until you receive the promise." So, I'm an amplified guy. Okay? I'm amplified. So, amplified, John 7, verse 38 says, "He who believes in me, who adheres to trust in and relies on me, as the scripture has said, from his innermost being will flow continuous rivers of living water." If you adhere, what is that? It's like sticking with tape. You adhere, you glue something. You stick to Jesus and trust him. You cannot please God without faith. You got to trust him, and you got to rely on him. He's your last 911 call, baby. Because people want to, he's not your last. He's your first. That's what I'm saying. He's your first call, because everybody else wants to call everybody else. You know, your prayer partner, your mama, your daddy, your sister, your brother. You know, somebody that's very spiritual. You think they're in tune, but you got to call on Jesus. I mean, that's my 911 calls. All of my 911 calls go to Jesus. And you have to believe that you got it like that with him. He said, "Because he who believes in me, who adheres to, trusts in, and relies on me, as the scripture has said, from his innermost being will flow continuous rivers of living water." Huh. He said, on each day of the feast, the people came with psalm branches, marched around the great altar. A priest took a golden pitcher filled with water from the pool of Siloam, carried it to the temple, and poured it out on the altar as an offering to God. This dramatic ceremony was a memorial of the water that flowed from the rock when the Israelites travel through the wilderness. On the last day of the feast, this people marched seven times around the altar in memory of the seven circuits around the wall of Jericho. Perhaps at the very moment that the priests were pouring water on the altar, Jesus' voice rang out, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. And the scripture has said, and the reference is not to a single passage, but to the general emphasis of the passage in Deuteronomy, in contrast to the small amount of water poured out each day during the feast, there was a river of water coming out of those who believe in Christ. Not only will they be satisfied themselves, but they will also become a river so that others may drink and be satisfied. That's what it's all about. You can't pour out when you're empty. You can't pray. You can't be effective for God when you're empty. It has to start at the altar. The altar is a place of death. You kill things, and you don't pick it back up. You kill it. You know, altars in those days, they killed animals and they burn them on the altar. So there's things that you got to kill and let go of and adhere to Jesus. Jesus, I get to the Father through Jesus Christ. He paid the price. He was the spotless Lamb of God. He was perfect. I'm not. And I don't have to be. I don't have to be perfect because I'm never going to be. I'm not going to live up to that. So I worship the one and true and living God and know that He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above what I'm thinking. He's always going to do that. His will is going to be done in my life. I surrender it all. I surrender it all. I'm ready to die in my flesh, crucify my flesh, so I can live in God, the Father, the power, the glory, all of that. It can be manifested. The hope of glory is resting in you right now. If you're a blood-washed believer and you've repented of your sins and you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, there's power, wonder-working power working in you. Creative miracles. We are going to see creative miracles like the world has never seen it. And He's just looking for somebody that would believe Him for that and step out and pray and speak life over dead things and not give up on situations and circumstances and connection with people. Be the love of God that He's called you to be. And you know why? You know why a lot of people don't want to love and I don't want to say they don't want to love, but they don't have the ability to love because of pride. They have to be right all the time. I see it every day, and I'm so tired, sick and tired of it. I'm telling you. And this is people that don't know the Lord, but there's people that do know the Lord, and they still won't humble themselves. You know, God has taught me through the years to humble yourself. Humble yourself. When I didn't want to, when I was arguing with God, saying, God, they're wrong and I'm right. And you're making me humble myself? And they're attacking me and they're calling me this and they're doing this to me. But I have to humble myself, and I would every time. And every time I would humble myself, He would make straight the way for me. I'm serious. I've seen arguments going to a 10 level, and then I humble myself, and it goes back down to a 3. And then He works it out for me. But you have to humble yourself, and you have to be low. You have to go low before God can ever elevate you high. So you might be in a low place right now, and you might be going through something that you can't even talk about, and you can't even articulate it because you know, now that you're living for Jesus, all the loved ones that you thought loved you has turned against you and forsaken you because you want to live for Jesus. You want to do the right thing, but they don't care about the right thing. They still want to smoke dope. They still want to drink. They still want to go to the bars and do all that stuff, but now you're the enemy. And just so you know, Jesus said, you say I come to bring peace, but I say that I came to bring a sword. I will divide the father from the son, the mother from the daughter. I will split the house. I'll bring division. I feel the Holy Ghost. He said, I come to tear it down, to build it up again, to be a holy temple, sanctified by me, my glory resting on you, using you as a trumpet to blow loud in the darkness, and the light will penetrate the darkness, and it will kill it. It will kill what God has killed it. God will say it's dead, it's dead. If he says it's alive, it's alive. So whatever he says, that's what you need to be speaking. And you need to quit speaking against yourself and being your own worst enemy. If you ain't got nothing good to say about yourself and your situation right now, shut your mouth. Be still. Be peaceful. Be quiet. Don't be working against God and being your own worst enemy. You don't have to glorify the devil because you're doing a good job of it yourself. Quit agreeing with the devil and start agreeing with God, what God has purposed you to be in this earth. I know I have his mercy. I know I have his grace. I know I'm anointed. I know I'm favored of the Father to make a difference. The game changer. When people meet me, they don't know who they're meeting. They just think I'm a crazy white guy. But when it's all said and done, God's will is going to be done in their lives. I'm going to speak and decree a thing over them, and it will be established by God. And that's what you need to start doing. Quit agreeing with the chaos in people's lives and start speaking order to their lives. Let God use you. I don't care if you're in a wheelchair. God can still use you. I don't care if you're in ICU. God can use you to preach to the nurses, the people that's changing your bedpan. We are on the verge of the greatest outpouring that this world has ever seen. You better get your heart right, and you better quit being shady. You better quit being the shade of gray, which is black and white mixed together. You cannot be black. You cannot be white. You can't be gray. You have to be red. You have to be covered in the blood and be focused on heavenly things, not stupid stuff. The devil has brought so much division in this world. It blows my mind. He said, out of your belly will flow rivers of living water. If you believe in me, that's what Jesus said. And this is written in red too, just so you know. If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. Are you thirsty? Are you thirsty tonight? You know, I'm done with church because most churches don't feel me. Can I just be real tonight? I don't have but a few people in here. Most churches don't feel me. They don't fulfill me anymore because it's all about flesh. It's all about their little protocol and this and that and, you know, trying to build their kingdom. We got to build the kingdom of God. And what is that? Winning souls for Jesus Christ. The gospel is the good news that Jesus came, he lived, he died, he rose on the third day for you, for me, for all the world. Not black people, not just white people, not just red people, but for all the whole world. He came to pay the price that this world can never pay. I can never pay. And I can never pay him back for what he's done for me. So why should I not sell out? Why should I not die for Christ to decrease so he can increase in my life and be what God has called me to be? A prophetic voice in this world, in this present time. He saved the best for last. He saved the sweetest wine for last. If you're still alive and sucking air and you're under the sound of my voice, there's a reason why. There's a reason why. He ain't done with you. I don't care what the doctors have said. I don't care what your pastor said. You don't hear me. He ain't done with you. I don't care what your mama said. I don't care what your daddy said. I don't care what your wife, your husband, your children. I don't care what nobody said over your life. It ain't over till God says it's over. And for so many of you, it hadn't even started. You're just on the verge of a breakout. And guess what? It's going to all be downhill. So you're going to pick up speed as you go down because you're decreasing where God can increase you. And the signs and wonders can follow you. There's a price to be paid for the oil. It don't come free and it ain't cheap. You have to give it all to get it all. If you want it all like that, if you want Jesus, the signs and the wonders, the things that he did, he said, what? If anyone thirsts, let him come to me. Come to me first. Put me first. That's what Jesus is saying. Put me first. Put me before your husband. Put me before your wife. Put me before your mama, your daddy, your auntie. Put me before your pastor. Put me before everything. Make me priority one. And watch what I will do. I will turn it around and around and around, and I will turn it upside down. I'll shake that thing until it loosens up. You'll feel better than you felt in years. See, so many people right now in this world are spiritually constipated. Can I say that? Did I just say that? You're spiritually constipated because if you ain't flowing, if you ain't got no movement, you're going to get constipated. You're going to get backed up. So if you ain't pouring out, if you ain't in the flow of God and you ain't giving out nothing, guess what? It's going to stop at some point and you ain't going to have no joy. You ain't going to have no peace. You ain't going to have health. You ain't going to have nothing because you're not doing nothing. What did Jesus say? He made it plain and simple and elementary. He said, give and you shall receive. And that's not just about tithing and giving money and things. It's about doing. Love is an adjective word. You have to do something to prove that you love me. You have to care. And so I've seen people in churches with fake love. They say they love you from a distance, but when you try to get intimate with them, they don't want it. They want to keep you at arm's length. And just when the people are there, like so many people did with Jesus. While he was there preaching on the mountain, they were there. And they were receiving. He was feeding them. He was feeding them. Signs and wonders were happening. He was raising the dead, opening blind eyes. But when he was taken, and the script was flipped on him, where were they? Couldn't find nobody. Peter's over there hanging with the enemy, cussing, lying. I don't know him. You was with him. You was a follower. No, I don't know him. That's the way people are. They love you 1 minute, hate you the next. They'll turn on you in an instant when it's to their favor. But Jesus, my Jesus, will never turn on you. He will never abandon you. He will never leave you. He will never put you in a timeout. He will not put you in a corner. Nobody puts baby in a corner. Nobody puts me in a corner. Woo! Because Jesus has a plan. I'm telling you, if you adhere to him, trust in him, rely on him, as the scripture has said, from innermost being will flow continuous rivers of living water. You will refresh. Where there's death, life will spring up. You know, where the river flows, everything lives. You don't hear me. I mean, the fish are living, and there's animals eating the fish and living, and the plants and the trees by the rivers growing, getting all the nutrients they need, everything, and the birds are living in the trees. You don't hear me. It just goes on. It's a cycle of life. It goes on and on and on, and this is what he wants us to be, the cycle of life. When we speak life, it should happen. When we speak hope, they should be encouraged. When we tell them we love them, they should feel the love that you have for them through Jesus Christ. It's so, you know, I've seen so many people, and this is the way I've been since I was saved. I'm a hands-on person. I'll lay hands on somebody in an instant. And, you know, when God tells me to do it, I do it. If he don't tell me to do it, I don't. But I'm not scared to hug you and love you and hold you and comfort you. Because I've got the right intentions. It's not hidden lust, hidden stuff in me. I just want you to feel Jesus. And sometimes he's told me, squeeze me into them. Squeeze me into them. Hold them. Squeeze them. And I do. And then I lay them down because they go out in the spirit. Because the anointing is there to destroy the yoke. Sometimes you don't know what you're doing. Sometimes you're just obeying God. And that's the way you should be. You shouldn't have a hidden agenda. You shouldn't have things planned out, mapped out, like you're going to do this, do that. You know, you have to be led of the spirit. You never know what God's up to. I've missed God, I know, many times. But I try to obey him as best as I can at all times. So this is a come to Jesus meeting. We need to come to Jesus first. We need to put him first. Not religion, not your church, not your pastor, not your deacons, whatever title they got. It don't impress God. If your heart ain't right, guess what? You're wasting your time. You need to quit wasting all that money on suits and dresses and hats and all that stuff trying to impress stupid people and start giving to the poor. Go buy some McDonald's hamburgers or something and take out, feed the homeless people. Buy them some deodorant. Buy them some stuff that they can use that they don't care. That they're so thankful. You know, when I was on the streets and was ministering to the homeless, the biggest thing was bags. They wanted bags to carry their stuff. That was a big thing. You know, tote bags, nice tote bags. And that was the closest I've ever felt to God. If you want to get close to God, go minister to the homeless people. Go minister to them. I know they, you know, some of them got some, you know, strong odor. They might not smell that great, but you wouldn't either if you hadn't had a shower in months. But that's the heart of God. God wants to bless the homeless. He wants to bless the lowly, the low people. He wants to help them. He wants to strengthen them. He wants to restore them. You know, when you talk to those people, they got families and they got children that they hadn't seen in years, and they're just out there like put on pause. The world has given up on them, to be honest with you, and nobody wants to deal with them. But that's the heart of God. You can make a difference right where you're at, whatever level you're on. No, it doesn't. Money doesn't matter. You can make a difference right now. If you don't have a lot of money, go get an ice chest and put water in it and give water away. It's so stinking hot right now, and I do that every day. And it's not to the homeless people, because there's no homeless people around me, but it's people that work with me that don't have enough sense to get water when it's 103 degrees. Outside, and they're working outside, and they're sweating, and they're about to pass out because they're dehydrated. And I say, hey, you got water? No. You want some? Yes, please. And they just swig it down, and they, thank you, man. But that's part of my ministry. I do that all day, every day. Because you have to care for people. If you say you're a believer and you love Jesus, you have to love his people. Now, all of them ain't the best. I'm just being real. They want to argue and contend with you and, you know, make it hard for you to do what you're trying to do. You know, and I think God uses them to stir the pot up in me, to get my oil boiling, so he could, you know, teaching me patience, teaching me love, teaching me kindness. You know, they might not ever appreciate you, to be real, but that's okay, because you're not. That's the problem. Can I just be real? That's the problem with many church people, because they want a return on their investment. And you're not going to get it back. Did Jesus get it back? Yes, I know he rose on the third day and he ascended to heaven and he sits at the right hand of the Father right now. But did he get what he put out back? Did they love him? Did they set Jesus free and kill Barabbas? No. Those same people were out there looking at him and hollering, crucify him, crucify him. They were the ones that received healing. They were the ones that their eyes were open. You don't hear me. But he was not appreciated. You're never going to be appreciated. If you're in ministry, I'm telling you right now, ministry is work. You're always going to be taken advantage of. You're always going to be used. And they think you're the strongest there, and most of the time you are. But some people, you know, you would think that at some point in time they would say, hey, let me pray for you. let me minister to you, you know, because you pour out a lot. You do a lot. You do this, you do that. So, you know, don't think you're going to ever get appreciation for what you do. And don't be, that shouldn't be your motive. Can I just be real? That's not my motive. I've never thought I was going to get famous overnight. or get wealth overnight. That's never been my main objective, is to be wealthy, have billions of dollars, so I can, you know, I made it. No. I just want to do His will. And sometimes through the hustle and bustle of life and working and striving to pay your bills and to do the things that you have to do to live this life, you get pulled away from it. You get pulled away. The pressures, and like Bishop says, the vicissitudes of life, the vicissitudes of life that will pull you away from God, pull you out of the way He's wanting you to go. You never know. You have to stay. That's why I cry out, Lord, cleanse my heart. Make sure I'm right with You. That's the only thing that matters to me. I'm just being real. That's the only thing that matters to me, is that I'm right with my Lord and Savior. Because He will come. The Bible says He will come in an instant. He said, don't go back in the house to get your stuff, because He's coming that fast. Don't miss it. We never know. No man knows what tomorrow holds for him. You might not wake up tonight. You wake up in eternity. Whether that's hell or heaven, that's up to you and God. I can't walk out your salvation. I can't, be a cane that you lean on. You have to lean on Jesus Christ. And He wants you to. He said, if any is thirsty, come to me. Come to me. Don't go to the bank. Don't go to the doctor. Come to me. Don't rely on your prescriptions. Put all your faith in prescriptions. God uses doctors. He uses prescriptions. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying don't rely and put all your faith in things. Put your faith in Jesus. For real. For real, real. Out of His heart will flow rivers of living water. Flow. I love that word, flow. You know, when things are flowing, it stays fresh. When things are stagnant, it gets nasty. Things start growing in it, start stinking. You know, if you've ever seen a little creek that's dried up and it's got water that's held, all the little minnows are dead and everything in it's dead and it's stinking. It gets nasty really quick. But if it's flowing, got current in it, current where it's flowing, there's movement in it, it's fresh, it's healthy. Everything, and the fish are living. And the right plants are living around it. All that. It's life. And life more abundantly. And that's exactly what Jesus wants you to have. Now you don't have to have a title. I'm an evangelist, I'm a prophet, I'm a preacher, I'm a teacher. You don't have to have that. You obey God and tell whatever he's stirring up. And this is what it's talking about, is the gifts too. Out of your belly will flow. He will stir up the gifts in you. You might have the gift of discernment. You might have the gift of tongues. You might have the gift of prophetic things, like, whatever your gift is. You might have the healing the gift of healing, like my wife. My wife has the gift of healing. When she lays hands on you, it's like hot irons. I mean, instantly. So that's what he's saying. Come to me, and out of your belly will flow rivers of living water. I will stir up the gifts that are in you, even the gifts that are lying dormant in you. I will stir up those things. I'll bring the dead back to life through you. I will use you first to testify of my goodness and my greatness and my mercy and my love. I will use you as a sounding board to voice it out. He said, when I bring you out of darkness, you shout it from the rooftop. That's the word of God. Shout it from the rooftop. You get high and you elevate and you shout it out. Jesus is alive and well. Jesus healed my soul from the inside out. He's made me whole again. I've never been whole. When I met Jesus for the first time, my whole life made sense. I was 38 years when I got saved. I wasn't 15. It wasn't at a camp. You hear me? I was 30. I done lived three lifetimes, three different marriages. So I'm just saying, when I met him, my whole life made sense. Why I went through this, why I didn't do great in school, why I didn't excel in sports. All of these things came together because the enemy was trying to kill me from the get-go. Because he knew God had a plan for my life. Let him stir you up. Let him stir you up. Go to Jesus. See, put him first. He needs to be your top priority. I mean, that Jesus freak, that's me. I'm a Jesus freak. Now, other people say, well, you know, all they talk about is the Father. Yes, he's the Father. But what did he say? If you asked in my name, the Father will do it. If you asked in my name, it's the name above all names. Anything that is named comes under the name of Jesus. So every disease comes under the name of Jesus. Every curse comes under the name of Jesus. It's broken by his blood, the pure blood of the Lamb of God. The Lamb of God, the spotless Lamb, the precious Lamb of God. Hallelujah. He's paid it. He paid his all so we could have it all. We could do it all. We could be it all. We can be what God has called you and deemed you to be from the foundation of the world. Before your mama ever met your daddy, God knew the plans he has for you. And he ain't changed one mind, nothing. He ain't changed nothing about it. It's still going to happen. It's still going to be fulfilled. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Let every man be a liar and let God be the glory. Let him get the glory for your life. God be the glory. To God be the glory. Whew. There's power in his blood. There's wonder working power in his blood. Hallelujah. You know, I was singing old Baptist hymnals the other day. I got a hymnal book and my wife was trying to find it. Jesus. You know, I was trying to get the words for her because I was telling her some of it, but it's been so long. You know, it's been so long. But those hymnals, man, I'm telling you, if you get in those things and start singing those things, whether you can sing or not, it doesn't matter. It all sounds great to God. It's like there's power in those words, those old hymnals, those old songs that's been sang through the generations. I'm telling you, God wants you to worship him in spirit and in truth. in spirit and in truth. And it's time for us as the body of Christ to arise and let all of God's enemies be scattered. They go run for the hills. When you break out in psalms and praise and blessing your God and voicing the worship to a holy God, His holiness is coming. His presence is coming. He's a very present help in a time of trouble. If you're in trouble right now, you need to throw up your paws like I got them up right now and say, Lord, I love you. I bless you. Lord, strengthen me. Bring me through this. Let me get over it. Let me move and be and do what you call me to be and do. Hallelujah. Let you get the glory for my life. The only thing that matters is that. Jesus. The demands and the pressure of life, it shouldn't affect you. I'm telling you, it does, but it shouldn't. Because if you're connected with God and you're worshiping God and you're in the flow of God through Jesus Christ, you know, He said, out of your belly will flow rivers of living water, a refreshing water that will refreshen you, strengthen you, keep you through the tests, trials, and tribulations of this world. Worship me. Draw nigh to me. Draw nigh to me. Look up unto the hills from which cometh your help. Your help surely cometh from the Lord. Your help surely cometh from the Lord. He's your help. He's your rear guard. He's a high tower. The righteous boy, run into Him and be saved. You're safe in Him, in Him alone. Woo! Jesus, 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 precious Jesus, precious Jesus. You're precious, Lord. You're precious. I love you. I bless your holy name. I worship you. I give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise, for you alone are worthy. You alone are able. You alone are God. You alone are God. Ha. You alone. You alone are God. You're sovereign. That means you're God and I'm not. So I don't have to be all that in a bag of chips and a dill pickle. I give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. For you alone are able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all I may ever ask or think. Hallelujah. You answer all the questions. You answer all the questions of the protocols and everything else of this world. You already know it. You stand at the end looking back at the beginning, nudging us to come on, move forward, keep stepping, keep praising, keep giving me glory, keep praying, keep your connection hot. Hallelujah. Because if you're lukewarm, I'm going to spew you out of my mouth. Hallelujah. Be hot. Be passionate for me. The effectual, fervent prayers of a righteous man availeth much. This dynamic in its workings. That means your prayers will move and shift and change things in this earth. Ha! That's why the enemy fights you so hard to keep you from praying. And you fall asleep a lot of times when you try to go into your room to pray. You know, that used to happen to me a lot. I'd go in and pray and be reading the word. Next thing you know, I'm waking up. I was like, what happened? Because the enemy don't want you praying. And the phone's ringing, and there's so many distractions. Turn off the TV. Turn off your phone. Put your dogs out in the yard. Let them play. Get the kids out there, too, and let them play. So get away and get still. Be still. Stand still and see the salvation of your God in the land of the living. The only way you're going to see Him move in your life is if you stand still. Still. Be still, my heart. Be still, my soul. Be still, my mind. I need to hear from my God. What's He talking about now? He's talking about my future. He's brought me through my past. Your future is bright. Jeremiah 29:11. Said, for I formed you and put you in your mother's wombs. I knew the plans I had for you, not of evil, but of good, to prosper you and to give you a hope and a future. Your hope and future is in my Son, Jesus Christ. And the only way you're going to find your future is seeking him out, getting close to him, praying with him, walking hand in hand with him. He's a very jealous God. He's jealous. He's jealous of any distractions that's going to pull you away from him. Your time with God is never wasted time. It's never wasted. There's a purpose. There's a plan. There's a rhyme to the reason. Whew. Jesus. I think I'm done. I feel peace like a river. Can I just say that? I feel peace like a river. We all need to seek him even more. Let him use you. Let him stir up those gifts in you. Because can't nobody do what you can do? Everybody's different. Your fingerprints tell you that. Your DNA tells you that. The reason why God created us all different is because we have different giftings, different anointings. We're different. You know, I have a problem, and it's probably a rebellious spirit in me when people try to make me like them. You need to do this. You need to do that. No, I don't. Why? Are you just being stupid now? No, I'm not. I don't want to be like you. I don't. You know what I'm saying? I don't. You might be right, but I'm not you. I can't do it the way you do it. I have to do it different because my mind don't operate like that. Can I just be me? Will you love me for who I am? That's what I love about God. As jacked up as we are, as crazy as we are, he still loves us. And he's going to get the glory for our lives. I'm telling you. I know that. You know, a lot of times when I'm working, there's not wasted time. So I don't have time to waste time chit-chatting. And I'm focused. I'm focused and I'm trying to move forward and get it all done. Bring it all together. Get it. You know, leap over the walls and run through the troops to get through all the distractions and all the problems because, now I'm the problem man. If there's a problem, they call in Dickie and you have to fix it. How are you going to fix this? How are you going to do this? You have to have answers. So I don't have the ability to do all that, but guess what? God does. I say, Lord, what you want me to do? And he'll tell me something simple and it makes me look like a genius, and I'm not. I just ask questions, and I sort it out. I'm a good listener. I hear what they're saying, and I sort it out, prioritize it, and bring it down to the bottom level and say, here's what we're going to do. Because if this happens, this is going to be good. And if that goes this way, it's not going to be good. So we have to sort it out. You have to pray for the wisdom of the ages. You know? Pray for wisdom. God will give it to you. In favor. The unmerited favor of God. He wants you to be favored. You are favored. But you just have to realize it. and know that it's going to all work on your behalf. It's going to always fall on your good side. You're always going to come out. It's like a cat. If you take a cat, throw that bad boy up in the air, he's going to land on his feet every time. I don't care how high he goes. We used to do that as kids. Grab cats and throw them up in the air, and they'd always land on their feet. So the same way with God's children. You're always going to land on your feet because you're favored. And favor ain't fair. Devil that. How about that? The devil, I'm the favorite of the Lord. And favor ain't fair. So it ain't going to work on your behalf. It's going to work on my behalf. So do what you do and be who you are and have and do whatever you think right, because I'm going to do what's right and God's going to support me. He's going to back me up, and you're in trouble now because he said, touch not my anointed, do my prophets no harm. You're coming against the Holy One that's on this earth to fulfill God's mandate and his will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. Amen, amen. God bless you guys. All right, if I got anybody need prayer tonight, trying to see. If you want to call in for prayer, you can call in at 412-074-6484. Oh, that's the wrong number. 760-683-2629. I never forgot my number. 260-683-2629. Call in. Push 1 to come into queue. Give me your first name, where you're calling from. If not, I'm going to log in. And you know what? I might move this back to like 2 days a week, like a Tuesday and a Saturday night live thing, so where I have a day off in the middle. Because a lot of times on Wednesday night, nobody ever even logs in, calls in. So they're probably in church, and that's good. That's good. All right. Well, God, I thank you for this opportunity to feed your sheep. I ask you to bless them. I ask you to let that word settle in their heart and let them refocus and go back to their first love, turn to their first love, that you would get all the glory, honor, and praise for their lives. And I come against every demonic assignment against them, even now. Witchcraft operating, hex and voodoo operating over their lives. Lord, I break it, I curse it, I command it to die and wither and dry up and to leave their lives even now. I speak peace and life and whole life and life more abundantly over them, would flood their soul right now from the inside out. Hallelujah. I command cancer to flee. I command cancer to die, to dry up, to dissipate, to blow away, and to be left their bodies even now, no matter what cancer it is. I curse it at the root. I command it to die. I command it to leave their bodies even now. It's a temple of the Holy Ghost, and there's no room for cancer in that temple. So I speak life and life more abundantly to flood their soul even now, Holy Ghost. Do what you do and be who you are and move by your power and by your might right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I come against every mental disorder that would be depressed and oppressed, and the spirit of heaviness would rest on them. I command that thing to be blown away, that they would be light and they would get their joy back and get their strength back. Hallelujah. Lay down tonight with a sweet sleep and rest assured that they would be waking up refreshed and renewed in you and you alone, Holy Ghost. Have your way. Have your way. Bless your people tonight. That you get the glory, get all the honor and all the praise. Are you alone or worthy? You alone able? You alone of God? Have your way. Have your way. Have your way. In Jesus' name. In the mighty name of Yeshua HaMashiach, I bless you. I bless you. You are the blessed of the Lord. I speak peace over you. I speak long life over you. I speak wholeness over you. That you will be lacking nothing. Psalms 23 says, you shall lack nothing. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I shall not lack any good thing. Lead them from pasture to pasture. Make them lie down beside the still water. Let them have some peace in their life, Lord. You are the Prince of Peace. Do what you do and be who you are. I speak peace over every storm raging right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Peace like a river. Peace. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All right, well, God bless you guys. I love you. Love you with the love of the Lord. And I'll see you Saturday night. Same time, same channel. God bless you. Good night.